Blog Talk Radio.
Open eyes that we may see. Going to the
please.
This is the angel of Raziel. It's still the angel
of the month of July. Do you need a blessing? Do you need a miracle? Do you need delivered from trouble, magic, witchcraft? You need healing. I know you do. Write me or call me. If you need a word, call me. Let me give you this number. You can write me at Post Office Box 289097. 289097, Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. And address that Bishop Turner, Bishop T. Turner. Now, I get it. And write down what you want me to do for you and what you want me to pray for you for. I'm still in the praying business. You can go to my Gmail, Bishop Turner Gmail, and write down what you want, and I'll get it. If you'd like to call me at 773-577-9720. That's 577-9720. Worldwide, international, global, call me. You know, we do a healing seminar, crossing over seminar. You might get some friends together and want to do crossing over seminar with some of your loved ones. We're still praying for those people from Colorado. We're praying for that family. We're praying for that city that devastated up there. We're praying. There's no sorrow in heaven. There's no sorrow in heaven. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Amen. This is Bishop Turner with Thursday Night New Thought. I want you to think outside the box. I want you to think that you're well. I want you to think that you're healed. I want you to think about things that you dare to say. You don't want to say it. You might get put out the church or put off your job. I want you to think outside the box tonight. This with this new thought. God is, you know, somebody said the Mississippi would dry up. It can dry up. I'm scared to say that. It's already low right now. Huh? The Mississippi River, the big muddy, is kind of low. I think in one place is 20 feet down, another place is 17 feet down. Things are happening. Dust storm over in, and I think Phoenix, the whole city was under a dust storm. And the Midwest was under a heat, 106. 108, 109, drought everywhere. These are things that are happening right now. I mean, I only tell you what's happening yesterday. These are happening as we speak now. These are things that already that occurring as I speak with that. See, I want you to know that. So when I pray, Father, open eyes, I'll be trying to get your eyes open. And we used to, back in the day, we used to listen to this record on WBON, and we used to stand and look to the east, because this was a prayer for many of the youth that was in the movement. We was trying to get jobs, we was marching, we was doing that kind of thing. And right now, Sister Janice, I'm praying for you and some more, understand. And Mother Bacon, Mother Annie Bacon, used to cook them biscuits, and we used to listen to this song. Father, open eyes, she used to stop. So I want to listen to my song at 11 o'clock. It come on. Somebody know what I'm talking about out there. But we're going to chop this thing up because we got some things to say and some places to go and some things to do. This is global. This is all around the world, worldwide. We're not just talking in Chicago or Detroit. We're talking worldwide. We're talking to you and you up in Denver, up in Washington, D.C., down in Atlanta, Georgia. We're praying for all families in Berea. We're going to be praying. We're going to have, we're going to go to New Orleans, and we're going to have Pastor Cotton to pray for the Berea family and just pray for deliverance for people have turned away from God. And we talked about that, me and Bright Star talked about people are turned away from God. And I was talking to Sister Chelsea, and I was telling her about people turning away from God. But God is in divine order tonight, and I want, as you come in the queue, bring your pencil and your paper, because you don't know what we're going to talk about, because I don't know. I have to wait for God to feel me, and I feel you. And I want to thank Sister Brightstar, Native American girl, up in South Dakota, was in Bloomington, and she read that. I hope she got that speech together tonight. I want her to read it to you tonight. Hope she got her speech. It was so motivating, so moving for women, not just black women, not just women around the world need to listen what God's saying to women. You know, the men to mess this world up. It's time for the women to step up. Y'all ain't liking me, men, but I'm telling the truth. It's time for the women to step up to the plate and say, this the way the world supposed to be ran. This the way the healing supposed to take place. And I hope Sister Bryce start listening to me. I'm going to have her to read this. Got Pastor Quill on the line. And I also got Pastor Colin on the line. I was in New Orleans. She's Quilla from Chicago. I'm reaching up in Denver and talking to a young lady in Denver about what happened with the killings. So we're around the world. Young lady in Mississippi called me and said, just pray. And, you know, and we won't chop this thing. We got plenty of time today, but we want to do it in a good fashion. And Lorraine down in Atlanta, Georgia said, don't forget to pray. I already prayed for you, Lorraine. It's already done. Amen. Everything in divine order. Like Bishop used to say, everything in divine order and all is well, huh? And all that ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. Now I got a lot of things I got to do. I want to hear Bright Star read this poem. Hope she got it handy. And then I'm going to bring Aquila. We're going to chop this Bible up in the next half. But we want to deal with some things that happen. Let me tell you something about the moon. The moon and the stars. Right now the planet is moving. I got a report that was lots of bugs on the road. People got killed. I got another report. The bear was in the backyard of the swimming pool. Not seen it on TV. Where the shark was coming up on the beach trying to bite and get people. So the animal's out of control. So everything mostly is out of control. So call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them we're on. And we're on to talk to you tonight. What we're doing tonight, we're talking about new thoughts. You dare to think the thought of being successful. You dare to think the thought of being happy. Begin to think outside the box. If it don't work in this box, try another box. If it don't work in this circle, try another. And I want to talk about dual planning. Do you know? Let me blow your mind. There's somebody look just like you. There's somebody act just like you. They might not be in this planet. They might be in the next planet. Because I prophesied there will be UFOs seen, sightings. Or strange objects in the air, because they're looking for somewhere. We're looking for somewhere to go. The people coming from Mars and space, they're looking for somewhere to go. So there's a lot going on. 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. I'm going to talk about 2013 to you. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in 2014. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in 2015. So keep your dial right here. Stay right here because we got a lot to talk about. You know, a Sunday morning service with the bishop. Tuesday night, Tuesday from 11 to 12, we talk about crossing over. And I got Robert Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, all the Kennedy brothers together. And Tuesday, we're going to be crossing over, talking to them in the spirit realm. And I talked to Ted Kennedy, the Honorable Senate, and Obama Conner, and Robert and all of them said they want to see this country move forward. But I'll talk about that Tuesday. So you tune in Tuesday, you get all the information. If you got, if you want to talk to the Kennedy then, you want to write a message and ask them a question, you can email me, or yes, you can write and say, this is what I want, and let me know, or call me. Say, bitch, this is a question. I want to, and don't call Dr. Christian up in Detroit, where she can take the message and get it to me, where if you got a, if you want to ask Robert a question, Ted or John, or even Joseph, and they answer, because I'm going in the spirit world to talk to all three Tuesday coming up. So get on board and be there. I'm going to go up to Minnesota, up to I'm going to go up to Native American. She can I go to South Dakota, and she can I pull the Bright Stars, Native American girl, and she, I hope she got this together for me. Bright Star, God bless you. Bright Star.
God bless you, Bishop. Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I wanted to talk to you a little. I want to look, I want to hear your comeback. I want to talk a little bit to you about what's happening with the planets. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's in retrogress. Sometimes they're moving. People acting strange and lots of killing going on. But this is what I want to say. 2013, 2014, 2015 is when the planet, right now the earth is wheeling and rocking like an oxygen. And it's like, if you've seen a tide wobble, that's what the earth's doing. They're making all kind of negative energy come forth. But if we can, after 2013, 2014, 2015, things will get back normal. Right now, we're in a macabre situation. The animals is coming out. They got bears coming out. They got deer, moose coming out the woods that never come out. They got sharks coming out the water. And they got a school of fish acting other sharks. So these are the things that's going on in the midst of things. What you say about that?
Well, I completely agree with you that it's all happening. I think everybody's aware of it. I don't think there's nobody on earth, if they're living, is not aware that there's something really happening in the world today. No other time in the world that we know, at least the time that we've been existing, that we've seen so much tragedy on this scale in the world that's happening now. I mean, if you see all, you've been hearing about all the animals dying suddenly, big swarms of birds just dropping down dead, the fish, just a lot of fish just dying off in the last years, the different seasons, throughout the seasons. So everybody's very concerned about this, you know.
Right.
And, the weather, this, I think, according to what I'm hearing with the scientists saying, that this is one of the hottest summers that existed in America. I think that we broke a lot of records as far as the heat
goes. Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm.
Tell the listener about all those bees or birds that was on the highway that just blocked the highway.
Well, yeah, I was traveling through Minnesota, going through the southern part of Minnesota, and lo and behold, this just past Sunday night, if anybody knows what a mayfly is, the mayflies caused a head-on collision. Luckily, the drivers came out alive, but the cars were really damaged quite a bit. And the swarm came suddenly. The swarm of mayflies came suddenly upon them. So there was no warning.
There was that many mayflies. There was about 1,000, wasn't it? More than that.
Well, I don't think we could number them. they were just a swarm of them. came over the car.
Got over the highway.
Yeah, luckily it wasn't in midday traffic. It was later on in the evening time when it happened. So it could have been a lot more problem.
But some people had head-on collisions. What you speaking, they had a dust storm right out of Dallas, and a lot of people got killed. The highway just got dusted from all the, you know, the drop and just cars just run to each other. And I want to sit in a dust storm in Phoenix that covered the whole Phoenix area. But I want to prophesy this. There will be lightning in heaven. I'm going to say electric storm in heaven, and there ain't going to be no rain. This is to come. There's so much going on in the elements now, so much chemicals up there, so much up there. It got to come back down. And some of the things, you got chemtrails that controlling people's mind, and all these kind of things are happening right here before our face. And the Bible speaks of that.
That's true. That is true.
Do you have your palm close to you where you could read it to our listeners?
Yes, I could pull it out here for you.
Well, I would like for you to read it to them. And I want women to know in 2013, it's time for them. And what are you looking for? I want to get this prophecy out. This is a prophecy I did in 2011 or 2012. This is what I said in my prophecy. There will be women coming together, about 3 million women coming together in prayer. Give this country a rebirth for 2013, 2014. Do you have that?
I didn't get that one.
Well, I prophesied, but I got it in my Seed magazine. And in my Seed magazine, I prophesied that will be all found down in Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Arkansas, even up in Minnesota. And up in South Dakota, that's all in the land. That's all in Illinois. So people are poor, but they're rich.
Yeah. Well, this is really like, as you speak and tell me this, it's inspiring me, and it sounds like it's a divine order because, you know, as you know, I don't know if you know this, but this poem, I wrote this in the late 90s. It was the late 90s when I wrote this poem about
what? One of the things, Brightstar, I want to know, the killing got to stop. We got young murders among us. So can nobody speak to that but women? I mean, babies killing babies in school, on the playground. And I'm going to say this. President Barack Obama ain't said nothing about the killing, and Mitt Romney ain't said nothing about the killing. The president, whoever running, got to see the need of the people. And they talking about getting in office. Getting in office don't mean the hill of bee. If you ain't serving the people are hurting. Their sons and daughters being killed in movie shows on the streets of Chicago, Detroit, California, Los Angeles, New York. So it's very important for this poem to come out now. Will you read that for us? Thank you.
Yes. Well, before I read the poem, I just like to kind of give you an idea of why this poem came about. And like I said, it was late 90s when God woke me up, and I just started writing about this poem. I had a vision. I don't really consider it a poem, but it was a directive from God. And I'm just so thankful now after all these years have passed that you give me the opportunity to read it for you. And so I'm going to kind of read it how I received it, okay? So hopefully you all can follow along with it. And also, want to point to you that I'm just trying to give a frame of mind I was in at the time that I had just lost my son living in Chicago. My son was murdered. Of course, I was seeking God. And so after 3 years of seeking God, it seemed that this was one of the things that came out of that. And so the first part that God revealed to me, I woke up one night and I started writing it down, and it really spoke to the women. And I'm just going to, like I said, say it as I received it. Women alert. Women must be made aware that they will be needed to participate in an integral part of vital energy restoration and mass healing in our communities and globally. during the coming years of Mother Earth's cataclysmic transformation. Women alert. Women are the bearers and child rearers by physical stature, but also on a etheric level, women possess an overabundance of untapped life-giving resources, healing and restoration energies to nurture, sustain, and even repair. After many years of abuse, neglect, willful disobedience to the laws of nature, Mother Earth is crying, sending her signals by the way of geographical, climatical, and aerial changes around the world. And even now, Mother Earth is trying to balance and harmonize this condition placed upon her. It's not enough. We women must stand up now to relieve and alleviate much of this pain and sorrow. We women must prepare ourselves and take our responsibility serious as life bearers and rearers to help and assist all through this time of need. And God went on to reveal more. And so he came and gave me this. He said, it's time to assemble before the currents that sway to and fro, strongly undeniable, troubled, but seemingly distant skies. Should we lose the pungence in the cards, anointed, we've prelaid, now with barely enough time to save our souls. The solidness that spins, quakes, seeks equilibrium, yearning enough response time from the vast majority, the rainwater expressed, completely falls unnoticed on our domain, whose sovereignty commences to but a simple pool without a paddle. It's time to assemble by the flickers that burn dim light in the weak corners of our might. Our existing strength seem well played out, currently twisted of its own rooted adornment. Mankind's imaginings by his will, the wars have become a peddler in these lands, yesterday, today, and such a grim tomorrow. It's time to assemble by this future gate promised to us all from the divine, calls to us to search, seek out our agreed upon, predestined, purposeful plan. If we can reconnect to the higher heights and yet pull out from the deeper depths through the great reservoir of power that's been hidden and used for centuries due to humanity power charades, in order to gain, there will be unreplenished losses of the skin that skirted at our celestial pre-existence, mirroring redemptive images that only time itself can correctly retrieve. Putting time into its proper perspective, within the chaos, humanity is compelled, if only could be the convincing focal point for the masses to turning to belief. Oh, we know it's time to assemble, by our every step to climb, build, and mirroring on each other's own inner divineness. As we see, we think, but isn't it not what we think which causes life to be? And even though as a rule of thought has been to look at all in practicality, without the total surface to prove the thought, the system has now proved to be meaningless. Many, many helpless generations. Oh, may God grant us the grace to recreate this world, which members of the fallen race have chosen to undermine by the subliminal propagation of mental, spiritual, physical degradation. I say it's time to assemble now. And it's a call to the women. It's time to assemble, as Bishop Turner says, center front. It's time to assemble now. And I believe in the late 90s, God gave me this message. And even now, even though it's years later, to now finally get an opportunity to give it and spread it to other people. And I'm very thankful that for people, whoever may be listening, and also for Bishop allowing me to read that for you. So I just want to say thank you so much.
God bless you, Bright Star. Front and symbol. Front, you know something? It's time for you to symbol. It's time front and center. It's time for women to come up. The 13th of July, we're going to Detroit. We're going to pack Detroit out, 3 million women. Detroit better get ready to rebirth. The rebirth. You know, I'm going to leave that alone because right now I want you to come on next week and talk about the healing part, the medicine and stuff they need. I will have Bright Star in Detroit and all the Native Americans coming from South Dakota and Minnesota to be there. And I know I'm going to have Pastor Colin now. If you don't do nothing, just pray one prayer. she's going to turn it out. And then we got Quillidale reading our scripture. I'm going to go right now to New Orleans. They call it Arlen. I'm going down to Arlen to listen to Pastor Colin to pray a prayer for us. Okay, Pastor Colin.
How you doing, Bishop?
God bless you.
Yes.
I know you got a good prayer for us and you got to work. Did you like that poem, that Bright Star?
Yes, I did. I really enjoyed it. It's a really nice poem, Bishop.
And let me tell you something. It's not just a poem. It's something for women of the world. I can't say black women. Women of the world to stand up and assemble themselves together and cry out to God. And when they cry out to God, it's going to be a change in this earth like you never. See, I'm going to say this. I know you got to pray. But I've never heard of 3 million women getting together to do nothing. They had a million men march up in Washington. That was men playing with cars and trucks. They just wanted to try. I'm talking about serious 3 million women praying for God to revive a rebirth of the nation. And women can do it because they have lost so much. And Bright Star said she lost her son. It's so many mothers got the same thing, lost their sons and their daughters in the urban warfare, urban guerrilla warfare. Let me say it again, urban guerrilla warfare. And we're going to deal with that in one of our shows, what's going on with our young folks. Oh, you can pray, darling. Go ahead on, have your way.
Father God, I come to you tonight, my Father, in the most humble way I know how. Lord, I'm coming lifting up and praising your holy name. Father God, I'm calling on you this evening, my Father, telling you thank you, my Father. Thank you for the things you've done, doing, and going to do in our lives, my Father. Father God, I'm calling on you this evening, asking my Father, look on those, my Father, that don't know you, my Father. Lord, turn them around while the blood is still running warm in their veins. Father God, I'm asking you, look on our people in Radio Land, my Father. But my Father, look on those in the California massacre, in the theater massacre. Lord, I'm asking you, my Father, give those families faith, courage, and go on. My Father, you told us in your word, my Father. If God will keep you, keep them in perfect peace, if we just keep our minds on you. Lord, I'm asking you to enable them to keep their minds on you, my Father, so they can go through their hour of sorrow, my Father. Lord, I know you're able, my Father. And I know you can do what no other power can do. Lord, tonight I just give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, my Father, because you're so worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. Lord, I'm asking you in your mighty name this evening, my Father. Amen and amen.
We thank you, Pastor Colin, for that strong prayer around the world. We're talking about global, and I want to read this to some of you. And you need to know this here. 2013, 2014, and 2015, going into 2016, things will get back normal. And we're going because 2015 is completion. 2013 is bringing out the truth. So God speaks to his word and the Holy Bible. Jeremiah 1 and 3. You need to read that. Remember, God bless you. God called you for success. God called you for 2011. He called you for 2013, 2014. God called you for the trillion flow. God called you to be able to help somebody successful. And God called you to bring this nation back together around the world. Matthew 18 and Matthew 6 and 33. Seek first the kingdom of God. And I want you to know, as I read this, God is putting you back in 2015, 2016, 2014. God is trying to get you ready. Proverbs 3 and 6. God is trying to speak something to you to make you move in the next level, whatever you're going through, new thoughts. Or what I'm saying to you tonight, I'm going to go to Revelation. But I'm praying. I got some scriptures I want to give out. I want you to read Psalms 91, and the angel will protect you. Psalms 71, and I want you to read Psalms 33. I'm praying for you, Ruth, out in California. I'm praying for you, Ruth, down in Denver. And I also praying for Diane down in Atlanta. And by the way, I'm praying for you in Atlanta, Sherry. I'm praying for you, Lorraine, and Mickey, and the whole family down in Atlanta. All is well. And Prophet Johnson's spirit is right there with you, so all is well. And I want to say this I'm praying for you, Henrietta, down in Ruston, Louisiana. Sherry, I'm praying for you down in Ruston, Louisiana. I'm praying for you down in Dallas, Texas, okay? And I want to know, I'm praying for you right there in Monroe that things is working. Don't forget to carry your Bible with you, and everything's going to be all right. I thank God for you and you tonight. We've been having a hallelujah time. Don't forget that I prophesied that there will be a disturbance going on in Michael Jackson's family. It's going to be all right, but still, I prophesied there are some lawyers that's involved will be found out trying to hurry up to get something done, and they was going on. And the war over in the Middle East and Biden, we're praying for those families. They had to flee from there. They had to flee from their homes, and the world community is looking. The world stage is looking. And then I want to say about London. London is going to open up the World Games, and the president over there wanted King Ain't Howling. They've been howling America for all these years and before he got there. So London always can handle it. And we're praying for all the athletes over there. Let me pray that everything goes safe with them. But over in London, we're praying that the games go off good. And I'm going to try to talk to, I'm going to try to hear from Brother Kennedy tonight. Tell if I can get him on. We got so much to do tonight. But we're praying for you, you, and even you. And don't forget, you can call me. Don't forget, you can write me. Don't forget, you can go to my website, dustseedabrahamyourstrike.com. If you got a need, plant a seed. You know something? If you got a need, you plant that seed. God's going to move quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want you to know, your miracle breakthrough is on its way. I don't care what nobody says. Stay strong, front and center, like Bright Star said. Bright Star said, it's time for women all over the world to symbol. And when 3 million women coming together, brother, it's on. Something going on. If 3 million women come, you ain't worried about the men. They on their way. But what I'm saying to you, when God speak, millions have to listen. When God speak, nations have to listen. Presidents and governments have to listen. So God is speaking, telling us there's something finna happen. And I just thank God for what's going on. I thank God for our yokes are being broke. I thank God that things are open up today. And I want you to know there's something good that's going on. Amen. I had Quilla to read a scripture. I want to start. It's just, I want her to read a little from Quilla, I want you to read. Get your Bible together. I don't want you stumbling and blundering, so I'm telling you now. I want you to read, I've got my Bible here. I'm just going to see what I said. I got verse 15. And I saw another, and then I got verse 16 and verse 17. I think, Aquila, I want you to read verse 15 for me and what she's getting that together. Bright Star, I want to go back to Bright Star. Bright Star, have you noticed how in the mornings how the sun be rising and setting? Have you noticed about the elements around where you at?
Yes, I have.
You've been noticing how things have been happening in the elements.
Yes.
You pay attention to the stars, because one thing I was saying before you come on there, I want you to know this. There's a person that looks just like you in a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to experience the different dimensions that's going on. Don't think we're the only people in this world. There's some people that in other planets. And I think they're going to be visiting the earth that they're already visited. And we're going to see a great deal of lightning storm, microverse, electronic witchcraft going on, more wider use of the computer, travel more across the world now. What happened in Africa, we know in 15 minutes. What happened in London, we can know in 10 minutes. Communication is the key. So I just feel that we're going to, this year or next year, we're going to be contacting people from Mars and from Jupiter and from different planets along the Milky Way.
I believe that. That's kind of far-stretched. You know, a lot of people might think that's really wild, but I definitely believe that we're going to be contacted. It will be official. And it will be made official. I mean, you know, throughout years they've been talking about UFOs, but I think there's coming a time very soon that it will be officially confirmed that there are people outside of this human race that's on the earth today.
Yeah, I feel that as people there on earth, we have to be there to meet them. You see what I'm saying?
They've been trying to get the human race ready for it through the movies and so forth. That's their way of getting people ready.
Well, I'm going to dedicate some of my shows to the space exploration, because Kendi just said we need to go back to space when I did an interview with him to get the resources. The stuff to heal us is there in the elements, and we need to go track them down and get them. So it's a complex thing, the elements, but I just feel that they're there for us. And John Kennedy, he the one that pushed that you go to the moon. But we went to the moon and come back, but we didn't do no research and see what kind of minerals and stuff up there. I think that's what it got to do. And I envision a colony of people living on the moon. Can you see that?
I believe it can happen. I believe all things are possible. All things are possible.
And I just feel that it's something going on within this country and with the other country, with the wars going on and everything. People are going to tighten their purse up and understand that money might be changing in some years to come, because there's so much going on politically and there's so much infighting. But Tuesday night, when I cross over to talk to Ted and Robert Kennedy and John Kennedy, they had something special to tell the people. So everybody in the queue, call somebody and listen to you tonight. I'm going to talk to Ted Kennedy, and he's going to let me know, is he going to endorse Barack Obama? Is the Kennedys in the spirit realm will be one of the forces that the evil voice got to deal with, and he's going to support Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. And Robert Ted said he's going to tell me out and tell you who he supports. You need to be, when I cross over, Ted said he's going to let the people hear him say it. So it's going to be exciting. It's on. I'm crossing over Tuesday night. I'm talking to Ted Kennedy. And Ted Kennedy said he's going to let you know who you need to be supporting for president. And I like that. And that's just good. I'm going to Pastor Kula right now. Let her read the 15th chapter of Revelation. And it's something powerful. Pastor Quilla.
Good evening, Bishop Tanner.
15th chapter, Revelation.
Beginning at the first verse, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues.
Seven angels. a holy for you, Heavenly Father. Seven angels with the seven last plague. Now, I want y'all to listen to what she's saying, because some of this stuff is happening right before our eyes. And we see it, some of the storm that she's going to be reading out of Revelation is happening right now, today. Happened today, yesterday, and still going on. Read on.
For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the hearts of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. And after I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
Hold up right there. See, the temple was full of incense, smoke, the Holy Ghost there. And I believe right now, Bright Star, that what she's reading, the seven angels are already, because Mississippi is drying up, it got drought all over. And I've seen there was a big fire down in Dallas today on the side of the road. The bottom line, Aquila, is men are not living God's life. They're turned from God. They don't love God no more. They love things. They love cars, home, things, and they full of greed. So God got to chastise, and his chastisement come through his angels. Micah, Raphael, Uriah, Bobby, the angels come, they come directly from God with a message. And if you ain't living right, it's a bad message. If you're living right, it's a good message. So all this tied up, Bright Star and Aquila, with people having faith in God. Y'all agree with that?
Yes.
That's right. I just want y'all to know. And that is some of the things that we got to deal with, that having faith in God and being able to love each other. I'm so excited about the 3 million women coming together, because they got to instill love back in our people. Our men that have sat down and they abused the women, and abuse and the kids abuse. So then they have created urban terrorists. Little Bookie and Dookie has got machine guns and got 9mm going hunting in the city. So we got to deal with that. And like many of us see, God is speaking, and I got to go back to my age, that God got the whole world in his hand. And I got to say that, because every time I listen to somebody speak, Mahalia Jackson come to me, and the Spirit said, Bishop, you got the whole world in his hand. And I want to say that to you out in radio land, that God got the whole world in his hand. And all you got to do is stay in happiness and stay in love. Because God, if I get it to you, God will get it through you. And I'm going to try to get it to you where God can get it through you, where the Holy Ghost can reign on you and your family, where success is coming quick, fast, in a hurry. your new home, your new car, whatever you need, God got. What you want, God got, he's going to give it to you. Don't let nobody tell you God ain't got what you want. I want you to know that tonight. And, but I'm just really touched by that poem, front and center. When I said front and center, now they said front and center means you standing tall. Women's going to do their thing. And, you know, I was talking to my cousin in Detroit, told her all is well. And, you know, and God's going to continue to bless. The devil tried to discourage. But God's going to bless. Going to give you what you want and when you need it. And he said, right now, God, he's going to do it. Read another couple of verses. I'm going to leave that alone, Aquila.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men.
Okay, that's the first angel. Hold it, Quilla. We can't finish that tonight. I'm gonna get back into that tomorrow, next Thursday, Quilla. I want you to stop there. We're going to get into it next Thursday. We're going to finish this. It's seven archangels, and they all have vials. And we're going to deal with each vial, just the first one. And Bright Star, I want you to be on the queue because I want you to listen, because we're going to chop this up and talk about what each angel got and what it means today. The time is growing short, but I'm glad that you came into queue. And I just want to thank Pastor Carter. Pastor Carter, I'll be coming down there soon now. You know, I'll be coming down to New Orleans. When I come down there, you know, we got to walk. And we got to do a little spiritual work. So get ready. Let them know. Tell Beverly. Tell them I'll be down there. You know, they didn't kick me to the curb, but tell them I'll be down there to see all of them. And tell your daughter you might need to come to Kansas City and see me. I'll be prophesying and doing some things. I just thank God, and I got to go up to St. Paul, Minnesota, too. And I had a good time in Bloomington. And I want to say we had a marvelous time there. But I want to say this to you. Them that going to London, those that going to the Olympics, they're praying for those families. And those athletes that's going there, we're praying for them that everything will be in divine order and they will have a good time and be safe. And you're going, we're praying for your safety. If you're already over there, we're praying for your safety. And, you know, God is all over the world. And this is a worldwide station. You know, we have to speak for Africa, China, all over the world. So I just thank God for you and you. Able to come, and we can talk about what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in Alabama, what's going on in Birmingham, and what's going on in Atlanta, and what's going on in a little bit of town called Texas. And we can do all that. So, sure, no, I want to thank you, Bright Star, and I'm going to see you next Tuesday coming in the queue. So we want to talk about your medical condition, about some of our folks that need colonics. They need healing, and medicine ain't doing it for them. You need to go to alternative medicine. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to hear a little bit from Ada Jackson, and y'all know I'm praying for you and you. And since I'm talking about the whole world in her hand, I got to hear just a verse of that.
Thank you. and our eyes that we may see to follow thee, Lord, grant us thy loving peace. Let all dissension cease, that our faith each day increase, and
with the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.